This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Okay, now in terms of our way of getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal through our worship, a lot of people again don't understand the true nature of how we're supposed to get close to Allah. So let me start with the Quran. The Quran has been revealed in Ramadan. The Quran came for our guidance. It says, Hudan linnas. The Quran is a major source of getting us closer to Allah, getting us closer to the Akhirah, and so on and so forth. We all know that. Most Muslims, their only part of the Quran that they know is just to recite and recite and recite and recite. And what you got to understand is recitation will give you a lot of reward, no doubt. Every letter of the Quran is going to get you 10 reward outside Ramadan, but every letter of the Quran in Ramadan will give you 700. So yes, we want to recite the Quran a lot, a lot, a lot. That's fine. But that doesn't make the change. You get the reward. Now, what are you after? Are you after just reward, but no change in the body? Let me tell you what the trade-off is. If you get a lot of reward by doing some good action, then you've got the reward, but what you haven't got is you haven't got the change in your body. What happens is, if you've got the reward today, you've got the reward today. But if you don't have a change in yourself, then you won't be doing the ibadah tomorrow. You won't be collecting reward tomorrow. Let me explain this again. If you've got money, if I give you loads of money, and you've got, let's say, you know, you've just suddenly got like a few million pounds or something like that, if you haven't got the drive to invest that few million pounds or to have a business mind, then you're going to waste those few millions of pounds just like that. You'll just waste it. You'll waste like anything. Before the end of your life, you'll be in poverty again. That's why a lot of people, I know it's haram to play the lottery, but a lot of people who get the lottery, you know, who receive a lottery payment, most of them blow the money away. Because they don't know how to invest. I'm not saying it's halal, but I'm just giving an example that people, when they get a lot of money, if you don't know how to invest or to make it, you know, to make something out of this on a long-term basis, then you will lose all of it. By having a lot of reward of reading the Quran, it doesn't mean that you're going to be doing the same thing over and over again for your life. But by making a change in my body, where my mind changes, my whole soul changes towards, you know, something different, then I will, you know, if it changes towards Allah, towards the Akhirah, I'm inclined towards the Akhirah, then I make a difference for life. Then I will be doing something. So now let me explain to you. The people who recite the Quran over and over again, that's just the first part of what Allah wanted us to do. Allah wanted us to read and understand. Because He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. He says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. I sent you a book. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So that you can understand. Without understanding, there's going to be no long-term change for this Muslim. Okay, that's straight up. Allah said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So that you may reflect. Allah wants us to reflect. What does reflection mean? One is to understand it. Okay, one is to reflect. Reflect means I sit there, I kind of think, well, where am I with my life with this? Allah said in the Holy Quran, He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they ponder over the Quran? What does this mean? This means now that you sit and you kind of think over and over again about what Allah Azza wa Jalla has said and what my whole life and other parts of what's going on in my life reflect with this Quran. So you come to the stories of the prophets, you understand that subhanAllah, like Nuh alayhi salam, he persevered. I've got to find perseverance. Nuh alayhi salam's son disobeyed him. My son might be disobeying me. You come across the Quran, you see that Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was against him. So you might think, well, my father's not on the deen. Oh, my father's not a practicing Muslim, so I've got to sit there and I've got to reflect. This is a lot of reflection, okay? Each and every part of it brings a change in the mind, okay? And what is the greater goal of the Quran? As I'm reading the Quran is supposed to be a mirror. This one thing take away from me. This Quran is supposed to be a mirror. So every time I read the Quran, this Quran is supposed to show me how good or how bad I am. And when I'm good, I say Alhamdulillah. And when I think I'm bad, I'm not doing what the Quran has said, then I'm supposed to think that, whoa, I need to do something about this, you know? And that's where the Muslim changes, okay? So I'm going to ask you this Ramadan, or however, whenever you can, please, read the Quran Tilawa in Arabic, yes, but I want you to read the translation of the Quran and read some kind of tafsir of the Quran to get yourself closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla through this.